I think it'll be pretty much the same as the weekend. Not sure Matt Hill and Bob Harris will be make it in time for the visit to Crawley, but we're hopeful for those two for the weekend.
Is it a tough time for a manager to try and keep everybody as fresh as possible with so many games coming up and some very important games coming up as well?
Yes, it is. But then again, we've got a few options to move people around, and we've got some youngsters in the squad as well. So there's always one or two different things we can do. But didn't think it was through any lack of effort Saturday and the result. And it was a very, very similar performance, I think, to those that we've been putting in the last few weeks.
Obviously conceded a goal for the first time in an absolute age. Did you always expect it was going to be a bit of a freak goal that might end the run?
It was an untidy, scruffy goal from our point of view. But yeah, it was either going to fly in the top corner or it was going to be one of those sorts. And unfortunately, it was the untidy one. But I thought we responded well. I thought the only thing was the chances. They put theirs away, we didn't put ours away. You know, we've been getting our penalties that have been, I think we've been giving them in the past few weeks. We thought we had at least one on Saturday, it wasn't given. So it's just small things like that, but not much to choose between the two teams. They're obviously going to get promoted, good strong side, and we're not too far away from them. So we're very encouraged in lots of ways from Saturday.
Was it also a bit of a missed opportunity, given that Peterborough then go and lose a little bit later in the day?
It is, but we've still got 11 games away or something to make up, 10, 11 games to make up that. So at least they didn't get anything. So we're in the same position as we were before. And I think also the fact that, Wolves aren't a dirty side, but they picked up 6 yellow cards on Saturday. So they also had to do something to stop us playing. And Kenny was saying afterwards, with good footballing side we are. Which is nice to hear.
Is it good to have a game very quickly afterwards, now that the run has ended?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It was going to end sometime, somewhere, you don't just keep winning games and everything, so it's done with. In some ways, it's the pressure's off a little bit now to keep the run going. We've conceded a goal or two, unfortunately. Let's get back to keeping clean sheets at Crawley and at Swindon and get some more points. We want to get over that 50-point barrier as soon as we can.
It's a good little test, isn't it, when you have a run like you have and then you do lose a game, to see how the players respond?
It is, but we have to put it in perspective and say it was top of the league we were playing, and we have come from second from bottom to, top 10 or whatever in the space of a few weeks. So there's no disgrace in the loss on Saturday. But now all we have to do is focus on the next few games and getting some more results.
You've allowed a couple of players to go out on loan. Callum McVadgen's gone out on loan. Sean Miller, is this a good chance for them to get some game?
It is. Sean gets an immediate impact, gets the winner on Saturday in the 90th minute, and Callum the same. So, yeah, we're all for putting youngsters in. So they're the ones that really should be taking the spots on the bench. Sean's got enough experience to be in somebody's first team at the moment. Couldn't quite get an opportunity with us, so he's got a chance with Shrewsbury.
Is there any recall possibilities, if you have to, if you had a spate of injuries, for example?
Yeah, I think, but it's the 4 weeks, we've only got 6 weeks to go, so it would literally be, they'd only be available for the last maybe 3 games of the season, so that's unlikely.
Is it important to have sort of players who are on the fringe at the moment getting some football, so that when you get into the summer, you've got, a chance to assess everybody having actually played some games?
Certainly the case with Sean Miller. We've not seen too much of him just because the team's been playing well. He had a few starts, I think struggled confidence-wise. So get out at another team, get some games, we can look at him, and he'll go into the summer, I think, with a whole different attitude and approach, having got a few games under his belt.
Is there anybody else likely to go out on loan this week, or do you think that's it now?
No, I think that's about it. There may be one of the two of the under-21s, but certainly not in the first team squad. But the youth team did ever so well in the Youth Cup this season. We've got 4 or 5 players within that that can play a part before the end of the season. And if we can't make that 6th spot, which will become probably evident in the next couple of weeks, then we'll blood one or two of them and give them some experience.
Have you had a lot of opportunities since you came here to sort of really have a good look at the young lads?
Yeah, in the Youth Cup and in some of the games, the under-18 games. We do include them in training as often as we can. If we're a body short to make the numbers up, we always give Trevor or John a shout and they send somebody down. So I think the 5 or 6 that we're talking about have all had experience with the first team in the last few months.
And you've put them on the bench, as we've seen as well. Is that going to be something, as you move forward as a football club, that you're going to have, it's done it a lot in the past, that you're going to have to keep sort of providing these young players?
Yeah, because we want to operate with a first team squad of about 18 and 19, maybe 20, and then as soon as you get a couple of injuries, then it's the youngsters that should be coming on the bench. And if the circumstances are right within a game, and we do get ahead, then we'll put them on to get them. It'd be nice. It's nice to put young players into a confident side and a winning side. you know, for the first taste of first team football.
Is it the same situation in terms of players coming in? Do you still feel like, you know, you're healthy enough at the moment to not have to do that this week?
Yeah, because we've got our five loans as well, so the dilemma we'd have is that we'd have to leave one of the five out of the 18. If one of the loan players was injured at the moment, then it might change that, but we think we're okay at the moment.
Looking at the game itself, they've shown what they're capable of by beating Wolves recently, haven't they?
Yeah, and then they go and get losers on Saturday themselves, so sums up the league, you know. But, we hear things that the pitch isn't, Kenny was saying, the pitch isn't brilliant down there, and which isn't a surprise with all the games I'd cancelled. So, but they're a good enough side. I think they're one of those as well that with the games in hand, they'll still have a thoughts of outside chance of playoffs.
I was going to ask you about that because they have got still those games in hand, and if they win them, they're going to be right on the coattails of Peterborough, aren't they?
They are, but you know it's very it's highly unusual for teams to win. I think if they do have three or four games in hand, to win them all. So, and it catches up with you when you are playing Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, and I think they're pretty close to having to throw Thursday in there as well.
Can you ever imagine what it would be like to have as many games called off as they've had? As a manager, how can you possibly begin to deal with a situation like that? And then you get this backlog of fixtures at the end.
Well, you know that, you know, you just don't want anything too much at stake because you know that you're not going to keep winning and you can lose a few games. But I think they're in that safe position at the moment where if they do fluke a few wins, then they could challenge the playoffs. But I think that your main worry is if you're down there, you know, and you're fighting relegation, you have all these games, you get a couple of losses, and all of a sudden you're deep in it.
Mm. It's an interesting story with John Gregory returning as well, 6 or 7 years out of English football, then he comes back. I guess it's good to see an English manager getting a chance again, because not many do these days.
No, it is, and it's unusual when you've been out that long to come back as well. I know he's been managing and coaching abroad, but you know, I think Crawley are a good progressive club, so it's another good opportunity for him back in this country.
And with your results away from home recently, is it just a case of more of the same, the way that you've played in these recent victories that you've had?
It is, and just reminding the team that we didn't do too much wrong on Saturday and how well we've done of late. We've been very solid, and let's get back to that. No sort of even half mistakes or anything to give anybody an opportunity to score against us. But it will be interesting to see how we react. We haven't had that losing feeling for 11, 12 games, and it wasn't very nice.
I'm guessing the players weren't too down, though, after the game, given the what you've achieved so far.
They were, believe it or not, because they didn't want that run to come to an end. None of us did. But, you know, it's not a nice feeling when you lose games. And We get a bad feeling when we lose, but when you've put on a good performance and you lose to a very good team, it doesn't feel as bad as coming off the pitch at Crewe when we haven't done ourselves justice. And I think one of the players, once they reflect, they'll think the same.
Is being sort of disappointed after a game sometimes a good thing, though, because you can take it into your next game and try and sort of make up for that to a certain degree?
Yeah, you have to. You have to use that game, whether it's good or bad. We've been using the run that we've been on to inspire us to further victories, and we've now got to use a negative to say, well, hold on a minute, we've had this little setback, let's get back to winning ways.